This is KBNF Regional News. I'm Patricia Naft. It's Friday, March 28th. Yesterday, aviation salvage crews were able to extract the wreckage of a plane that crashed into Ridgway Reservoir last Saturday. The Ouray County coroner was able to identify all five victims, all of which were from Gadsden, Alabama. They were Jimmy Hill, Katrina Barksdale, her two young sons Xander and Kobe Barksdale, and Seth McDuffie. The plane now heads to the FAA for further investigation into the cause of the crash. Ridgway State Park will reopen today. Lawmakers are debating the annual state budget today. As Benta Berkland reports, much of this year's wrangling will center on shifting small amounts of extra money among various programs.
As Colorado's economy recovers from the recession, it means lawmakers have more money to work with in the 2014-2015 budget. House lawmakers spent the morning going through amendments. Democratic Speaker of the House, Mark Ferrandino, was critical of a Republican amendment to the budget.
We are cutting the money going to county jails by $1 million and putting it into private prisons. His argument is that the jails are overcrowded and we should move them into state prisons. I think if you ask the counties, what they would say is, yes, that's true, but don't take the money away from us because we need that money. I do not like this amendment.
The House will spend hours debating dozens of amendments from both parties. Some lawmakers want to add more money for K-12 schools. For others, the top priority is flood recovery. In the end, most of the amendments won't end up passing. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Residents of Mountain Village will soon have another new celebrity neighbor. The Watch newspaper reports that Oprah Winfrey recently bought 60 acres of undeveloped land for almost $11 million. That makes Winfrey's the largest single property in the town. Winfrey's big purchase is the latest in a string of high-end real estate sales in ritzy Mountain Village. The Oprah sale is significant, realtor Matthew Hintermeister told The Watch. It's a high-dollar purchase that brings confidence into the marketplace. The superintendent of the Ridgway School District, Cheryl Gomez, could be on her way out. The Ridgway School Board met for nearly 5 hours on Wednesday night to discuss the situation. Board President Roger Sagel told the Watch newspaper that he has, quote, begun difficult discussions. With Gomez about leaving the school district, the board voted in favor of Sagel continuing those discussions. The board hasn't decided yet about Jim Bob Hobbs, the principal of the secondary school. Hobbs' contract expires this July. Many teachers and parents spoke at Wednesday night's meeting in support of Hobbs. They described him as approachable and someone who lets teachers have fun in the classroom. Before Hobbs started his job in 2010, the secondary school had 5 principals in 4 years. This is the second time people in Ridgway have told the school board not to fire Hobbs. There was a similar meeting last spring in response to a rumor that Superintendent Gomez was considering ending Hobbs' contract early. Last May, Governor John Hickenlooper directed Colorado water managers to come up with a plan to help bridge the growing divide between water supply and demand. Since then, groups representing different river basins around the state have been brainstorming. They are set to release a draft of the first ever Colorado Water Plan in June. KBNF's Emily Guerin asked Jim Pokrand of the Colorado River District and Colorado Basin Roundtable to explain what the major water issues are in the state right now.
Well, the major issue is that there's a gap, a water supply gap. And the gap is related to the projected population growth, where we will have 4.5 million more people than we have now. So where's that water going to come from? Municipalities need water. So there's two ways to supply water. One is you go to agriculture and buy and dry, and that's been happening on the Front Range. Or you go to the Colorado River system and you build a big project such as Denver Water's Dillon Reservoir system, Denver Water's Moffett system, and those two answers aren't as easy as they used to be, if they ever were.
What are some of the ideas to get more water?
So another way to derive water supply is to use what we have already to a higher and better efficiency. build houses, to build subdivisions. You know, are they as if we live outside of Chicago, where they get 40 inches of rain, or can they be landscaped more realistically to the climate that we live in, an arid climate where you're lucky to get 12 to 15 inches of rain? The biggest consumptor of water, of urban water, is outdoor landscaping. So in my opinion, that's the thing to watch, how we deal with outdoor landscaping, and if we're going to sacrifice agriculture in the Colorado River to a future of green lawns.
And so what role do you see Western Slope communities playing in trying to bridge the supply-demand gap?
Part of it comes down to efficiency, conservation and efficiency. And I know a lot of people shrug their shoulders at that. But if we're going to be expecting the Front Range to be as efficient as possible, that expectation is going to be coming our way. So whether we like it or not, we as well need to think about conservation. We want to get to the point where we're such wise users of the resource that we can deal with shortages, if they're temporary or long-term, and not go to painful restrictions and changes of lifestyle.
We were talking earlier about West-East diversion projects. Are there any of those that are on the table or being talked about even preliminarily?
There are theoretical thoughts about what a future project could be. I don't know if you've heard of concepts like the Flaming Gorge pump back that would pump water from Flaming Gorge Reservoir and the Green River in Wyoming and take it to the Front Range. And in theory, there's the Yampa pump back that would be located west of Craig, Colorado. Another one that was thrown out there was called the Big Straw, which would be some water diversion below the confluence of the Gunnison and the Colorado Rivers. In theory, there's some projects out there, but believe me, there's nothing that's being permitted. So,
what exactly will the Colorado Water Plan do? Is it a series of recommendations? Are there things that could become law? Like, what could we expect to see come out of it?
You're basically going to see a roadmap to deal with the water future. Now, if the plan is done right, we'll be able to look at it in 2 years and say, okay, this is a good idea. This requires further study. We should pass this law to execute this. We should have this policy for agriculture. We should have this policy for conservation. So that's what it's going to be. It's not the end all, but it's going to be more like a roadmap to some kind of solutions in the future.
Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies from the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. This week, the words of astronomy defined. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.
Astronomers use a number of curious words to describe the planets in their orbits. For example, quadrature, conjunction, elongation, and opposition. A planet at opposition is roughly in line with the Sun and the Earth, and is further from the Sun than the Earth. Simply stated, from the Earth's view, the planet is opposite the Sun. This means that only the superior planets, i.e. those outside the orbit of the Earth, can be in opposition. Can you name the five superior planets? A planet at opposition will be visible all night long and will be at its brightest. On April 8th, the planet Mars will be at opposition and will be about 57 million miles from Earth. This is not the closest opposition between Earth and Mars. That occurred in August 2003, when Mars was only 35 million miles from Earth. 57 million miles is still quite distant, and Mars will appear as a red dot to the naked eye. Even with larger amateur telescopes, it will be challenging to observe surface detail on Mars. To find Mars now in preparation for opposition, we will use two bright stars, Arcturus and Spica. Find the Big Dipper in the northern sky. Follow the arc of the handle to Arcturus. Then continue on the same line to another bright star, Spica. Mars will be the bright red dot within a hand's width of Spica. Mars will be much brighter than Spica. In 2003, when Mars was closest to Earth, a misinterpretation of information started a rumor that Mars would appear to be as big as the Moon. This did not happen and will never happen, yet the rumor continues to circulate, even when Mars is not at opposition. You have been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Brian Cashin.